Hi everyone, from Kobe Media, I'm Maria Tierney, and this is Stories for You Daily, a daily show where I talk about stories in the news from my perspective, addressing topics ranging from current social issues to happenings in media, business, and politics. So today I had originally planned on just talking about a movie I saw this week called No Safe Spaces, a movie which I think has a lot of really important things to say about where our society is right now and where our right to free speech stands. But then this Wednesday evening, news broke of the senseless killing of a Barnard College freshman right near the school's campus in Upper Manhattan. For those of you who don't know, Barnard is a sister school of Columbia University, and the two share adjacent campuses. Now, these are very separate stories, but they both really affected me a lot this week. So now, instead of just talking about my thoughts on No Safe Spaces, I'm going to talk about my main takeaways from the movie after discussing, and ultimately in light of, this senseless and tragic incident that occurred in the city I love and call home. Because there's, in a way, I think the two are related, and because I think they can help us explore aspects of our human nature. On Wednesday evening, Tessa Majors, an 18-year-old Barnard College freshman, was stabbed to death in an armed robbery that took place in a park just blocks away from the campuses of Barnard and Columbia. It was a senseless and tragic act of violence. We know now that the perpetrators were a group of three teenage boys. One of them, just 13 years old, was taken into custody on another charge and then implicated himself in the murder. What I hope we can agree on is that we as a society need to fight this kind of actual violence, that not everyone has the same goals, principles, and intentions, and that some will ruthlessly and mercilessly take someone else's life, something they had absolutely no right to do, for some money and a phone that also does not belong to them, but that they feel entitled to take by force. It creates an unsafe place for all of us to live, and I think sometimes there's too much of a tendency to justify behavior because of the different circumstances of different people, especially when the perpetrator is just a teenager. To even justify violent or criminal behavior in order to be fully aware and not demonize or marginalize someone because we didn't grow up in their shoes and we don't know their struggles. But I think there has to be some standard of what is acceptable and what is not. We have to acknowledge that no, we don't all share the same principles, and that if a woman or a man feels threatened and, for example, moves to the other side of the street or takes some other precaution, it's not exactly because of stereotyping or profiling, but out of a justified fear of violence. And it's okay to take that precaution because it's your safety, it's your life, and you only get one. On that note, murder is up 9% in New York City this year, and I think it's part of a lax attitude towards crime and not wanting to always punish criminals. And it's some people feeling entitled to what doesn't belong to them, other people's property, and at worst, their life. Tessa Majors was defending her property when her life was taken. She wouldn't give it away and as a result was murdered in cold blood. This brings me to No Safe Spaces. I think this film is such an important commentary on the issues we are currently facing as a society. Instead of targeting actual violence, universities and our society as a whole seem much more interested in targeting speech, namely speech they disagree with. They will even overlook violence in response to such speech, because such violence is seen as a legitimate response to speech that you disagree with. And this is a big problem because whoever is in the majority gets to determine which thoughts and ideas are allowed to be expressed and which ones aren't. They get to silence those they disagree with, even if they have something valuable to say. They get to treat words and ideas as actual violence, and that allows them to outlaw those words and ideas. And then they get to respond with actual violence. Whatever your beliefs, values, or political leanings, this is something that should scare you. One of the most fundamental rights we have in the United States is the right to free speech, the right to express our ideas and to not be silenced. And don't get me wrong, there are limits to free speech. These already exist. For example, you cannot incite or threaten violence. You cannot incite someone else to commit a crime because these types of speech lead to actual violence. They lead to actual criminal action. actions, so they are already against the law. The issue is trying to limit someone's speech just because you disagree with their ideas. This has been a growing trend, particularly in universities, and part of a trend attempting to make universities so-called safe spaces where students don't have to ever encounter unpleasant ideas, i.e. ideas that are deemed unpleasant purely because you disagree with them. Look, I think universities should be safe spaces, actually safe from physical violence, from assault, from getting your property stolen, where people aren't attacked or raped or robbed or murdered like Tessa Majors was. But encountering ideas you disagree with, that is literally what college is supposed to be about. You are supposed to grapple with different ideas and challenge your values and beliefs. And as a result, you are able to strengthen your opinions by having challenged them and having been forced to defend them. This is how the best ideas win out. This is how we as a society improve and thrive. The opposite case, where free speech is shut down, results in a very dystopian authoritarianism where whatever the majority believes is forced upon everyone else, regardless of its merit. And I don't know why anyone would want to live in that reality. It might sound nice while you're in the majority, but trust me, as soon as you're not, it will become very unpleasant very quickly. We've seen so much fallout from this already. For example, in cancel culture, as soon as you achieve anything, well, you better hold your breath, because within 24 hours, someone is going to find one of your tweets from 10 years ago where you said something that didn't quite sit well with them, and that's the end of your career. I think I'm especially concerned with this because the type of writing and commentary I enjoy most is comedy, particularly a dark sort of comedy that has a social commentary. And I think that type of hard-hitting comedy will be entirely lost if we continue along with this cancel culture path. I really advise everyone not to just go see this movie, but to think deeply about where we are as a society and a culture, what could be done to improve it, and most importantly, to appreciate the life we have, full of freedom and opportunity, while we're still living it. That's it for Stories for You Daily. If you'd like to hear more episodes, please subscribe to this podcast on Spotify and wherever else you get your podcasts. I'm Maria Tierney, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.